You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.
And you're also joined by Dom Duller. We've just premiered his brand new song called Pump the Brakes. And Dom, you were just telling us that before this song came out, you were getting some pressure in the DMs from a guy on Instagram who had tattooed Release Pump the Brakes on his own body. So desperate was he to hear this song. And we said, if you are that person, please get in touch. And we have on the line right now, Billy. Billy, how the hell are you?
Good, mate.
Yeah, great. Dom's here as well. Dom, meet Billy. Billy, meet Dom.
Billy, how's it going, mate?
Not bad.
So, Billy, what's going on? What's going on with this tattoo?
I don't even know, mate. It was just about time he released the song, so someone had to get a tattoo to make sure he actually did it.
That's more of an obligation than signing the record label contract,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. When did you get the tattoo, Billy?
A couple of days ago.
Right, so it's fresh.
Yeah, it's fresh as anything.
And how do you feel knowing that this tactic has worked and that the song is now out?
Oh, look, I'm pretty rapt, actually. I think all the people will be thanking me later for it because it's just a great thing that's finally happened, you know?
Is this the first time you've used a tattoo as leverage to get someone to do something?
No.
It's not?
Essentially,
oh my God.
Not.
What else have you done?
My old company I used to work for. I got the tattoo on my leg just for a few beers, really.
You got the company logo, like name, tattooed on you for a few beers.
Yeah.
What is it? I mean, what kind of logo? What's the company?
It's just a building company, and we were having a few beers one night. And I thought, you know what? Why not?
Who got you the beers? Was this your boss, or was this like
yeah, was my boss,
other people
yeah.
unrelated? Okay.
Billy, I have a question. Do you still work there?
No, actually, don't.
Oh, man.
I work for my mate Curvy now.
You work for your mate Curvy now? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
And how long until you get Curvy tattooed on you? Because that's going to really confuse people.
Look, he was talking about it the other day when I was getting Dom's one, trying to get me to get his Chaos Constructions logo on it. But it'll probably maybe soon, yeah.
Have you got any room left? Where's the...
Oh, I got plenty of room, yeah.
Where's the blank
canvas? Hover and Hing tattoo is due soon, I reckon.
Damn. Damn. That's quite tempting. We haven't... You would be the first.
Yeah.
And obviously, yeah, we'd be very honoured. Across the forehead would be my dream, but over to you.
I prefer the upper leg sort of momentum on that one.
Oh, yeah, closer to your special place. I can appreciate that. Well, I mean, Dom, I guess you've got Billy here. Is there anything else you'd like him to do for you? Or
I was going to make it. You know how you guys had Dylan Alcott Memorial placed around staircases around Australia?
Yes.
Mm. Maybe we should get a Pump the Brakes or Hobber and Hing tat rollout across the nation as well.
I reckon Pump the Brakes is more likely because at least people could be like, it's a reminder to not go too crazy, which is obviously a reminder Billy needs desperately. Whereas with Hobber and Hing, there's no second meaning for that. Well, Billy, it's been a real pleasure.
You're a baffling individual.
You truly are, and a pleasure. And you really do seem to say "why not" a lot, and I love that energy.
Yeah, that's it.
Don't forget to send me a message to hook you up with a few tickets for you and your mates as well. This is
thanks so much, mate.
This has been an absolute joy for me, making dreams come true, Dom. Thank you so much for joining us, and congrats on this new song
and the new tattoo.
Yeah, no, I think I need to get one. I think I need to get one as well. I'm not going to make any promises on air, but you know,
you could get Billy's name tattooed on you somewhere.
It's cutting out. I can't hear you guys.
You're with Hobber and Hing on Triple J.